I want to talk to you tonight about the language of sacrifice and how the world sends you a message that says, get as much as you can in this life, make your life about you, do whatever it takes to make yourself happy, do whatever makes you feel good. You have that one voice speaking into your life, and then you have God's voice speaking into your life and saying, I want your life to be all about me and other people. The complete opposite language fits perfectly for this bilingual theme. And this story that I'm going to talk about tonight, this story that I want you to feel like you're seeing happen in the room tonight, is so raw and so powerful, so incredible. I want you to forget about me being here tonight, and I want you to just see yourself as a spectator tonight. And you get to watch this story unfold. Turn to Matthew chapter 26 if you've got a Bible. If you don't, it's going to be up on the screens. Matthew chapter 26, starting in verse 6. This is a story that happened right before Jesus lived his final hours on earth. And it's my prayer tonight that you'll read this story tonight, that you'll hear this, and your whole thought process on sacrifice and how you're living your life and how you see yourself and how you see God, that your whole perspective would be revolutionized tonight by this story. Matthew chapter 26, starting in verse 6. Now when Jesus was in Bethany, at the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster vial of very costly perfume, and she poured it on his head as he reclined at the table. But the disciples were indignant when they saw this and said, why this waste? For this perfume might have been sold for a high price and the money given to the poor. But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, why do you bother this woman? For she has done a good deed to me. For you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. For when she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the world, what this woman has done will also be spoken in memory of her. I just want to take the next few minutes and let you soak that story in. I want you to take this passage of Scripture and let it change your heart tonight. Mary comes into a house with a jar. We don't know how big it was. And she takes something that's worth, John says, the same story, that what's in this jar is worth over a year's worth of wages. And she empties the jar on Jesus. But look in that first verse. See, we're tempted, because the story is so amazing, to glaze over just the first few words of this passage. The first few words, it says that Jesus is at the house of Simon the leper. The first part of this story that I want you to get tonight is that real sacrifice, real authentic sacrifice, doesn't care what other people think. If you're really going to give things up, if you are really going to sacrifice, make your life a living sacrifice for Christ, the first thing you need to know is that you can't care what other people think. Jesus is at the end of his life, and he's at a leper's house. The least popular guy in Bethany. And Jesus is chilling at his crib. He's not hanging out with the really popular people. He's not hanging out with the really cool people. Jesus is at a leper's house. He could have easily slowed his life down, right? I mean, he's about to die for the sins of the world. And it's just who Jesus is. He's at a leper's house. He doesn't care what anybody thinks of him. He's always getting himself into trouble Read through the Gospels. Jesus is always ticking people off, and he never cares what people think. And guess what? Mary doesn't care what other people think too. Okay? Mary doesn't care. I know you don't see her name in this, but John tells the same story and reveals her identity. And I think that Matthew wants to focus. I think Matthew's focus in this passage is not to name her, but to just keep this story raw and to see the sacrifice that she makes. She busts in on a dinner. And she wants to do something special for Jesus, and she could have easily started helping out, serving. She could have easily done something that other people were doing too to help at the meal, right? Instead, she brings a jar worth over a year's worth of wages. A woman at a meal where there's tons of guys. 2,000 years ago, not real popular, okay, for a woman to interrupt a meal full of guys, okay? 2,000 years ago, you just didn't do that if you were a woman. She comes in, she breaks up the dinner, and you can just see it. Her heart's impulse is just to sacrifice everything she has and give it to Jesus. That's her heart. And she doesn't care. You know what? The disciples, the word says indignant, they're ticked off. The disciples are like, we could have saved that, sold it, taken the money and given it to the poor. They're totally upset. They don't get it. And Mary doesn't even care. You know what she did? She got original with her sacrifice. Nobody else had ever busted in and taken perfume or ointment or whatever it was that was in that jar and poured it on Jesus. Totally original. She was willing to do something crazy for Jesus. That's real sacrifice. And I just want us to be honest with ourselves tonight. I want me to be honest with myself because honestly, I'm the last person that should be talking about sacrifice. I get so selfish, so wrapped up in what I want. And this first part of this passage, what other people think of you, I wrestle with that so much. But I just want to encourage you tonight. Do you wrestle with this? Do you wrestle with how people see you? People know that you say you love Jesus. Do you care what people will think of you if you sacrifice your whole life for Jesus? Do you care what people think? Because the disciples who'd hung with Jesus for 3 years looked at Mary and thought, she's crazy. She's just a little too passionate about Jesus, giving something that's worth over a year's wages. Mary didn't care what people thought. The next part of this story is that sacrifice is costly. Read verses 8 and 9. Verse 8 says this, "But the disciples were indignant when they saw this and said, 'Why this waste? For this perfume might have been sold for a high price and the money given to the poor.'" Sacrifice is costly. She gave something. And just put yourself in this story. You've got something in this jar that's worth over a year's worth of money you could make at a job, okay? Now, this got really personal for me because I'm married. I've got 2 kids. Having a job is a good thing, right? And I thought, man, would I be willing to give the money that I made in the last 12 months up for Jesus? I mean, that was really convicting for me. Would I be willing to give that much? And the more I read the story, the more that I see the heart of Mary is that God wants to know, do you have a willing heart? Are you willing to give all of your life to Jesus? Are you willing to give everything that's in you? Things that are worth a ton, are you willing? And the more I thought about this, I mean, Christmas was just a few days ago, and how do I go from Christmas where I got a ton of cool stuff, right? How do you go from Christmas where you got some really cool stuff to being willing to give everything you've got to Jesus? Sacrifice is costly. Sacrifice is hard. A real relationship with Jesus is tough sometimes. but it's costly. Mary's an incredible example of sacrifice being costly. I've got a very close friend that's a missionary in a country that's totally opposed to Christianity. And they get very violent with Christians sometimes. He just left after being there 10 years. They kicked all the missionaries out of the country. It's in Uzbekistan. And I went and visited him for 10 days. And I got to see the cost that the Christians there pay to be Christians. Just to say that they love Jesus is very costly. My friend Larry has gotten beaten many times for being a Christian there. Most of the women there, 85% of the women that are Christians are abused. They're brought in, they're put in jail, they're beaten. It's not popular. But guess what? Christianity in Uzbekistan is spreading. It is growing rapidly because there are people there willing to count the cost and say that I am going to give all of my life to Jesus. I'm going to give every ounce of energy that's in me to Jesus. Sacrifice is costly. Sacrifice is so costly. The last part of this story, okay? Sacrifice doesn't care what other people think about you. Sacrifice is costly. The last part is this. Sacrifice speaks. Watch this in verse 12. For when she poured this perfume on my body, Jesus says, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her. When Mary poured the ointment on Jesus, that ointment, if you study kind of what this ointment was used for, Jesus said, it's to prepare my body for burial. Guess what Jesus smells like from this point on in the Gospels? Jesus smells like death. Sacrifice speaks in this story. Jesus is now a dead man walking. This ointment that they put on dead people to bury them is covering Jesus. The aroma has filled the room. Mary got it. She understood that Jesus' purpose in life was to die for the sins of all of us. And the disciples never got it. You see it in the story? They're ticked off that she would do this. Real sacrifice speaks. And guess what? It doesn't just speak with Jesus. Jesus says that this story will be spoken of in memory of her. And guess what? 2,000 years later, we're talking about her and the sacrifice that she made for Jesus. Real sacrifice speaks. Now let me just ask you, in your life, would your friends, what would they say about your life? Would they say that your life is a life filled with sacrifice? That you're willing to say no to sin and yes to Jesus? Would your friends say about you, you know, similar things to what we're saying about Mary tonight? I mean, she's incredible. For my life, let me just be honest. I am not anywhere closely, remotely close to Mary's commitment for Jesus. And Jesus, I mean, this is foreshadowing. This is totally foreshadowing in this story. Jesus is going to go and die on the cross and pay the ultimate sacrifice. And that sacrifice that he made, we're still talking about it. It's never going to stop being talked about. Incredible sacrifice that Jesus would pay for every single one of you to go to the cross and die a death that covers all of your shame, all of your garbage, all of your sin, that Jesus would make that kind of sacrifice for you and for me and for all of us here tonight. Jesus, his sacrifice is final, it's permanent, it's done. And our lives should be a response to the sacrifice that Jesus made 2,000 years ago. Incredible story. This book is all about a language that speaks totally against what this world wants you to think, what this world, how they want you to live, how they want you to feel, what they want you to do. This book is filled with stories about men and women that stood up for God and made sacrifices for God, regardless of what could happen. Real sacrifice. And let me just ask you this to close tonight. What's in your alabaster jar? What's in your jar? What sacrifice are you going to make to Jesus? Some of you have been wrestling with sin for so long, and you are so ready to lay it at the feet of Jesus and say, I am done with living my own life apart from you, and I just want to give it to you, and I'm going to tell some friends to hold me accountable. I mean, what is in your jar? What is God calling you tonight to say, I am going to give it to you, Jesus. I'm going to lay this down as a sacrifice for you because I want to live for you. I know the price that you paid for me. I want to have a heart like Mary's, who paid an incredible price for Jesus. What do you want to give? What's in your jar? Are you just leaving it on the floor? Or are you constantly giving your heart and your mind and your life to Jesus? I just want to encourage you with that tonight. I would love it for all of you to leave here tonight saying, I don't know where I'm at, and I don't know what I've been doing with sacrifice, and maybe I've been living for myself way too much, or maybe lately I've just gotten unplugged from God. And this whole trip, this chance for you to get with God and get with other Christians is an incredible opportunity for you to say, God, I want to sacrifice my life. I want to lay my life down for you. I want to give you my heart. I want to give you my thoughts. I want to give you my emotions. I want to give you what I say, what comes out of my mouth. I just want to give you everything. Let me pray for you tonight.